Okay, on the line now I have Tadhg Daly, and he's the CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland. Good afternoon, Tadhg. How are you?
Good afternoon, all. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, now, there was a recent talk from a European expert and warning us like to seek and care for older people or if we don't have a proactivity plan.
That's right. I mean, we had our annual conference just 2 weeks ago at Nursing Homes Ireland, and we had somebody from the European Centre for Policy on Ageing. And I suppose the point he was making would concur with our own view, is that we haven't planned appropriately for the ageing demographic. We know from the Statistics Office and from the Economic and Social Research Institute that we're living longer, and we have an ageing demographic. Something to be celebrated, might I add.
Mm-hmm.
Very often, the fact that people are living longer is sometimes seen as a negative. I would see it very much as a positive. But the challenge for us as a society is to ensure that we have the appropriate range of services, particularly around care and health and social care for that ageing demographic.
Okay. The only thing that sort of, when, as I was reading this as well, I mean, you hear people talking all the time, and where Ireland's great wit, great writers, great arts and all like that, but foresight, especially within with successive governments, hasn't been to the forte at all. So it sort of seems a little bit pessimistic about anything like this, of having any forward plan.
Yeah, and I suppose that's one of the big issues. We have lots of reports, and every government department, the shelves in many government departments is creaking with reports, but I suppose the implementation of many of those is a big issue. And you're right, I mean, very often we're firefighting. No, we've come out of a very difficult few years, obviously economic, but that shouldn't stop us from being ambitious for Ireland, ambitious as a society. So all we're saying really is that, you know, there are a number of players, if you like, a number of significant stakeholders. There's ourselves at Nursing Homes Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously the HSE. There's the Department of Health. There's HICWA as the regulator. And then there are organisations like Age Action Ireland, the Alzheimer's Society. So we're saying that all of those groups, we have a shared interest. And that shared interest is to ensure that we have high quality care services for that ageing population. And what we're saying, and this was mentioned also by our international speaker, is that we should plan now.
Mm-hmm.
What we don't want to be is in 2017, 18, 19 or 2020 saying, if we only had known, we'd be in a much better place.
Mm-hmm.
We do know what the challenges are. We do know what the numbers are. So it's incumbent on us to start planning now. And I think the point the international speaker was making was that we do have a window of opportunity.
And was there any were there any politicians at the talk?
Yeah, I mean, we have a new Minister for Health. He has a difficult task, Minister Radcliffe, and we wish him well. He has started well, to be fair to him. So he was there for the morning session of our conference, and we'd be hopeful, I suppose, that we met Minister Lynch quite recently, and we will continue to lobby the political system, if you like, that they should, I suppose, grasp this issue now and grasp the nettle, as it were, and show some leadership.
Yeah,
On the issue. I mean,
but some of the anomalies that's there are quite easily fixed to an extent. I mean, I'm just listening to ordinary people out there who have spent half their lives caring for their parents, through any sort of structure, and getting very little help. As a matter of fact, the cuts over the past, as you mentioned, there being to things being tough, but still, it's costing more. When they don't, if they gave more money to the carers, they would be saving money. And they don't seem to be able to grasp that.
No, and I suppose what we do have in the health service, unfortunately, we have a lot of very, very good people, a lot of people that work very hard in the health service. But I suppose what we have is silos. Each individual silo looks after its own area and maybe doesn't look over the fence, as it were, as to how we can work more closely together.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I mean, the whole care strategy, the dementia strategy, all of those have been put in place, but there's no funding there to support them.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose there is an over-emphasis, if you like, on acute services. And, you know, while it's important to have services when you are ill, and very ill, in fact, or require the intervention of the acute hospital system, we do need to, I suppose, turn the health service on its head in some respects and look at the range of community services. Keep people in their own homes.
Indeed,
that's where they want to be.
that's right.
People in their own communities.
That's what I mean.
That's
I don't,
where they want to be, and it's also the lowest level of complexity. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's why I don't belabor the point, but where the health services are hemorrhaging money on trying to do the impossible, all you have to do is to look at the carers and say, well, we'll put a fraction of the money there, and we don't have to worry about a lot of the things because the people want to look after their own people anyway. All they need is financial help.
That's right. Absolutely. And you know, I don't want to be, I'm by nature an optimist. I don't want to be too pessimistic, but, you know, the services in some cases are creaking at the moment. In many cases, I mean, nursing home care, which is the area that I represent, I mean, there's a waiting time now of almost 16 weeks for financial support under the Fair Deal. Mm-hmm. And that's at a time when, you know, we do have an ageing population, but that ageing population is going to grow and grow and grow. So, you know, if we're struggling in the current climate, unfortunately, things are going to get worse unless some corrective action is taken. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the minister has a broad brief. He has a tough job in his hands, but we're there as an organisation, Nursing Homes Ireland, and our members are there to provide solutions.
I don't know if this is any benefit at all, but I'll just throw it in anyway, as the retirement age, which applies to a lot of most people anyway, that if they change that in some way, because they say that the more active you are, now I'm not saying, but give it a choice to people if they want to retire instead of being made to retire, especially on some of the government agency CEs and all that sort of carry on and other things that's out there, ordinary jobs. I mean, I think judges can go on as long as they want and politicians as well. So why not ordinary people? Because for mental health and for keeping people active, that keeps them healthy. I don't know if that would come into the equation at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, as I said at the outset, the fact that people are living longer is something to celebrate. It very often it's seen as a burden. We would see it very much as a bounty. I mean, many grandparents across the country provide childcare, for example. That's not always recognised for their grandchildren. And you're right. I mean, you know, we are living longer. I mean, the idea that over 65 that you'll be somehow old. You know, thankfully, is over 65 is no longer old. I mean, in terms of the nursing home sector, what you're looking at, the people who require nursing home care are in the main the older old, and they would be the population over 85. So, mm-hmm. you know, there is, as I say, a significant challenge there for us as a society. It's not just about nursing homes only. It's about how we, structure our society to meet the health and social care needs of the aging demographic. So, mm-hmm. and the point, or as you said at the outset, that our international speaker was saying was that we do have a window of opportunity now, because the numbers, while they're strong, you know, they're going to get much higher, I suppose, in terms of the aging. So, by putting in place those systems now, we would hopefully mitigate against some of the resultant problems we're going to get if we don't take corrective action.
I'm just wondering, in the statement that he says that demographically speaking, Ireland is currently in a position which would, he called a window of opportunity to proactively plan, for the new ageing. So does that mean that Ireland is way, way behind as other parts of Europe in what we're doing, if we're the only ones more or less that in the you know, have the opportunity now? Are we way behind?
Yeah. Well, that was the research that he presented at the conference, is that we are maybe not way behind, but we are a little bit behind the curve, because we have, an explosion, a baby boom, if you like, in more so in the last, 30, 40 years. So what he was saying was that we're behind some of our European counterparts, mm-hmm. and that we could possibly learn from learn from the mistakes, if you like, in some other countries. And, you know, I suppose our fear, as you said yourself, Noel, was that, you know, we'd be sitting here in 5, 6, 7 years' time and saying, well, why didn't we do something about it? that's a common cry in many sectors of society. You know, if we had known, we could have done it. But, I mean, what we're saying quite strongly, and we'd be supported by others, is that, you know, taking action now will actually save money in the longer term, and it will make society a better place.
I think, I'm sorry for laughing, but I mean, as I said at the outset, the success of government, we've been shaking our heads like that for many, many years about lots of things. It's like when they put it in the Lewis, why didn't they link it up and all that sort of thing? If we'd have known, we would have. To the airport, I mean, these are, compared to people, they're very, very minor things, to the health and welfare of people. They're very, very minor. But I'm just giving you an example of foresight.
Of course, that's right. You're absolutely correct, and I suppose that's why, you know, organisations like ours and the opportunity to speak in your programme today are important, because just because, I suppose, you know, as I say, I'm an optimist by nature, we have to remain optimistic, and we have to, you know, put our tuppence worth, as it were, into the equation as well. We're not saying for a second that I have all the answers or that our way is the right way, but what we are saying is that if we got all of the stakeholders around the one table, we'd have a much better chance. A much, much better chance of getting it right. And I don't doubt the sincerity of Minister Radcliffe, Minister Litter, indeed any other of the ministers. You know, they have a broad brief. But, you know, it's important that, I suppose, that we highlight the error of their ways at the moment, but also say to them, you know, despite our misgivings, that we're there to offer some solutions as well.
I was going to say that you must make lots of representations over the years. Now, the Speaker did say the Fair Deal might be a first step. What other situations do you see that would be helpful in the situation, that would be proactive in a sense?
Well, I suppose what we do need to develop is a whole continuum of care for older people. I mean, when people get older, their demands and their requirements for health and their ill health, I suppose, if you like, does increase with age. So what we're saying is, I suppose, when you look at the issue of obesity, for example, among younger people, the issue of keeping people healthy, all those issues, I think, will contribute to ensuring that when we do get old, all of us, that we're not maybe as dependent on the acute service or the ill health, if you like, of the population. So it's about turning, I suppose, the health service on its head in some respects. The health service is very focused on the acute system. And, you know, that may well be, I suppose, but what we do need to ensure is that there's a whole range of services, like meals for older people in particular, meals on wheels, daycare services, community care, home care, home health packages. And if the time comes when a person's dependency demands it, if you like, that there is, you know, high quality residential nursing home care in their local community.
Would you think we need to build more nursing homes for the sake of that, like public nursing homes, for instance, of people who can't afford nursing homes, people coming out of social housing?
Under the Fair Deal now, I mean, the Fair Deal was introduced back in 2009 by the former government. So what that means is that if you're requiring nursing home care, you can choose public, private or voluntary. So it's blind to who the provider is. So historically, yes, I suppose people would have seen it that they couldn't afford private care. Whereas if they're assessed as requiring care, then the state will support the person who requires nursing home care, whether it's public, private or voluntary.
Isn't there a heavy waiting list though at the moment? Maybe
that's
up to
issue.
6 months.
It's running at about 4 months at this point in time.
Okay.
Now, the department and in the budget recently they announced an additional $25 million in 2015 to deal with the issue of delayed discharges. We're all aware that, you know, there's large numbers of people in the acute hospital system who shouldn't be there. But the reason they're there is because there isn't an alternative in the community. So that $25 million would hopefully alleviate some of that. But, you know, the Fair Deal scheme is under-resourced, and there does need to be more finances put into the Fair Deal scheme to shorten that waiting list. But to your original question in terms of more nursing homes, yes, we do need more facilities. The minister, when he took office himself recently, Minister Varadkar, the briefing notes that were prepared by department officials suggested that there would be upwards of 7,000 beds required in nursing homes in the next 10 years. So, and that's all part of the plan. You know, what we need to do is ensure that all actions we're doing are part of an overall plan and not just doing one element in isolation.
And will it be sort of accessible to people as well? I mean, we don't want, say, for instance, Dublin to become the mecca of nursing homes or within the surrounding areas. I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. What I'm talking about is accessibility for people whose parents or grandparents might have to go into it. At least keep it within a reasonable distance so they can visit and all that sort of thing. Is that the type of thing you want to spread out across the country?
Absolutely. You're 100% correct there, Noel. I mean, what we do need to ensure is that the nursing homes are community-based, so that they're in the community, both from the point of view of the person themselves being part of, maintaining part of their community. Maybe they might have friends, family, or neighbours residing in the same nursing home, and likewise for family and friends to visit, it's important that there would be facilities there. And that's why we need to plan and to ensure that we have the facilities, so that if you're in some part of Dublin, the north side of Dublin, you don't have to go up to Louth or Meath or Cavan Monaghan. Mm-hmm. And that has happened in the past, so it is important that people would have the choice and would have the availability of a nursing home bed in their own local community.
Okay, listen, Tadhg. So you will be obviously making much more representation to the government over the next couple of months, and I just hope they listen. I just hope for a change that they sit back and they listen.
Yeah, well, and you and me together. Yeah, absolutely. I suppose what keeps me going and what keeps our organisation going is that we know that we're right in terms of what we're saying. With respect, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's something that we have to do, and waiting to do it when we have a problem very often is too late. And I suppose the Ireland, as you said it yourself, is besetted by the fact of maybe firefighting rather than planning. So mm-hmm. this is an opportunity, a difficult opportunity. There's no point in dressing it up, but an opportunity nonetheless, and one that we must grapple with.
Okay, well, I hope that you're right, and I admire your optimism, I have to say. I really do.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Tadhg. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. Good morning to you.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon. Okay,
bye.